Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Stars podcast. This Monday episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Right now, you can go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you for what's sure to be a packed episode. The Dallas Stars, of course, are still in COVID protocols after a number of players and staff members tested positive late last week. As far as we know, there is no training camp going on. We don't know exactly when their season is going to start. We have heard about the postponement. We don't know as of now, it's supposed to start on the Tuesday, the 19th, but we'll have all the latest from there. Plus, the NHL waiver wire is active today. Today was the deadline to waive players to then be able to assign them to the AHL or your taxi squad. So we'll get you the latest on the Stars and any other notable names on the waiver wire around. And tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Central, is when NHL teams are mandated to submit their final rosters and be cap compliant. So there's going to be a lot of news coming down over the next couple of days. But as far as the Star, as far as we know, the Stars are still on that league timeline despite the COVID outbreak within the organization. So we'll have all the latest there. We'll also talk a little bit about maybe some names that we could see at the NHL level, depending on how COVID continues to impact the Stars. I got a chance to sit down with Sarah Avampato of the Locked On NHL podcast, the league-wide show, this past weekend, going out today. Actually, go check it out if you haven't got a chance. But we talked about the Dallas Stars and the COVID-19 outbreak. And one of the questions she asked me was really, I thought, really interesting. Some of the names that we might see if some players can't or miss the start of the season. So maybe some of these guys that were going to be on the taxi squad to open the year that might start the year out with the Dallas Stars at the NHL level. But first, let's continue to update you on the COVID-19 news surrounding the Dallas Stars. Remember, late last week, the Dallas Stars did have 6 positive tests among players, and then 2 staff members tested positive as well. Because of that, their training camp was shut down, and we were told that the start of the season, which was scheduled to start Thursday, January 14th for the Stars, that game has been postponed, as well as the game against the Florida Panthers on the 15th, and Sunday's game against the Tampa Bay Lightning on the 17th. As of now, the game on Tuesday the 19th against the Tampa Bay Lightning at Tampa Bay is still scheduled to take place. Haven't got any more updates regarding that. That would be not quite 2 weeks out from when we got these positive tests reported. So, that time frame makes a little bit of sense. If they don't play on that Tuesday, their next game would be that Friday, January 22nd. They'd open the season at home against Nashville. But as it stands right now, all we've got is 2 postponed games against the Panthers and 1 against the Lightning. If you missed our show at the end of last week, we kind of talked through some scenarios of rescheduling. The NHL did build in a little bit of time at the end of the year to kind of account for, shifting the schedule or whatever may happen. They obviously want to start the playoffs as quickly as possible, but they're going to reschedule as many of these missed games as possible. We know that they are planning to reschedule these games for the Stars. And when you look at the Star schedule, there's a week at the end of February where they're at Florida once and at Tampa Bay once. So you potentially could see them maybe rescheduling 1 or 2 of those games in that time frame, depending upon the schedule of those other 2 teams. If they were to go that route, it would require a little more shuffling. If you look at the Florida Panthers schedule, they're at Detroit on the 19th and 21st. That's a Friday and Sunday. And then they're home against the Stars on the 23rd and 25th with off days on the 22nd, 24th, 26th before being home against Carolina on the 27th and home against Carolina on the 1st. So that day would require that would require some shuffling, and I don't know if they're going to want to do that, but there's 2 games they got to flit in for the Florida Panthers. The other option is at the end of the season. There's some time. The Stars have a little bit of a break right at the end of the season where they could, potentially fit some games in. That's the first time, we mentioned this last week, the first time that they have more than 2 days off is right at the beginning of the season, or right at the end of the season, scheduled 2 days off. They're at Nashville on Saturday, May 1st, and they don't play again until they're at Chicago on the 6th. So potentially you could fit a game or two in there. Obviously the Stars would like to get that break right before going into their final series which is two games against Chicago. But if you needed to, there's some time there. Florida, meanwhile, is at Chicago on the 1st, at Tampa Bay on the 4th, and then home against Tampa Bay on the 6th and 8th. So you could probably make that work, you know, maybe a game in there because Florida and Tampa Bay are, you know, relatively close. The travel really is not too big of a factor. From a Lightning perspective, if you look at the end of February, they're at Dallas on the 18th and 20th, then they're home against Carolina on the 22nd, and then they have 2 days off, the 23rd and 24th, before they're home against Carolina on the 25th, then they're home against Dallas on the 26th. 7th and home against Dallas on the 1st. So potentially maybe you could play a back-to-back on the 1st and 2nd on the Lightning, but that would put them in a pretty big bad spot because then they got to travel to Chicago and play back-to-back games against Chicago on the 4th and 5th. So there's a lot of rearranging that's going to have to be done. My guess is they're going to go the route that least impacts other teams' schedules. You look at the Lightning at the end of the year, they're at Detroit on the 1st and 2nd of May, and then they're home against Florida on the 4th, and then at Florida on the 6th and 8th. So they want to limit how much rearranging of the season they're going to have to do, but they are going to try to fit these games in. So something to kind of keep tabs on. As far as the Stars, you know, it could mean that they're going to lose part of that end of the season break right before the playoffs, which was looking really, really nice because they would have finished the year at Nashville, then had 4 days off, and then they'd be at Chicago for two games across 3 days to wrap up their season. That would be a nice little break to get some people healthy, especially if you know that, you know, if playoff positions are kind of cinched up at that point, you could maybe rest some guys or try to get some guys healthy at the end of the year. They may not have that in the same form that they do, that same luxury now because of this COVID test. Obviously, they're going to start the season much later than other teams. For the rest of the NHL, their seasons are going to start on the 13th and 14th. So there will be hockey to watch from a Stars perspective, just not Dallas Stars hockey, so to speak. So something to keep track on, though. The scheduling is going to be interesting. As of Monday, the Stars are not participating in training camp. So no training camp for the Stars today. We don't know when they'll be back at practice, but it should be hopefully, you know, fairly soon they can get back on the ice and continue their preparation for the start of next season. We're going to step away for just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the latest in the waiver wire cap roster world today and tomorrow. The deadlines to submit a lot of that information for teams across the league. There's been some interesting team names waived. The Dallas Stars are kind of in an interesting position because of their current COVID situation. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back in just a second. Before we step away, though, are you ready for some football? College football's heading into bowl season, and there's big NFL matchups this week, and we had a great Super Wild Card weekend this past weekend. And now we're looking ahead to some important games on the horizon. If you want to get in on the action, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Use promo code LOCKEDON and get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook. It's the only place we trust, and it's the one place that's got you covered. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON and get 50% off, or probably get your 50% welcome bonus. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start, and you need a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, it's time to listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Today has been an interesting day in the NHL. This Monday morning was filled with a lot of waiver wire news. Today was dubbed by some as waiver-geddon, maybe. I think there were some interesting hybrid words out there to describe this day. I know Sean Shapiro called it something like that. Yeah, waiver-geddon. Sean Shapiro called it that. Friend of the podcast, but today was the day for teams to make their final waivers and it to reassign people to the AHL or taxi squads. Those people had to be waived today. So a lot of names getting put on the waiver list. Thomas Drantz, who covers the NHL at The Athletic, one of their senior writers, said, we're looking at 100-plus players that will be posted on the NHL waiver wire in about 90 minutes. That was around 9:30 Central Time this morning. Few teams have made cuts to this point. Anyone you want to reassign to the AHL or taxi squad needs to hit waivers today. Could be the biggest waiver day in league history. From a Stars perspective, we'll start there. The Stars made just one move, just put one player on waivers, and that was Tanner Kiro. Tanner Kiro was up with the Dallas Stars during training camp. He spent last year with the Texas Stars down in Cedar Park. Kiro originally signed with the Chicago Blackhawks back in 2015, made his NHL debut all the way back in 2015, but it spent a lot of his career down at the AHL level among the with the Blackhawks and the Stars organization, was briefly with the Canucks organization as well in 2018. But he was a big part of the Texas Stars last year, played 49 games for him, 33 points, 25 assists, a good creator for it. The 28-year-old Michigan native was placed on waivers. He was a lone name placed on waivers by the Stars today. It would be safe to probably assume that they're going to try to put him down at the AHL level back with the Texas Stars. You look at some of the other guys, some interesting names that were not waived. Julius Saad Youssef of the Athletic, talking about Julius Honka, Taylor Fadun, Joel Hanley. They would all require waivers, but were not waived. So you add those three in with Haskinen, Oleksiak, Klingberg, Lindell, Sekera, and Pesek, and you're talking about nine defensemen currently with the NHL team. So they're going to have to make some moves. He did note, this was Saad yesterday, last night at around 8 o'clock Central Time, did note the NHL teams are mandated to submit final rosters and be cap compliant by 4 p.m. Central on Tuesday. The Stars still fall under that requirement. However, the NHL is, quote, will be working with them based on their current status of various players. So we don't necessarily know what that's going to mean as far as, you know, who's getting waived and when they'll have to do it. Tanner Kiro was probably, he was a bit of a long shot to get any real NHL time. The Stars, despite, you know, being deeper defensively, still have some good forward depth, and there were some other people that were ahead of him on the pecking order. So go ahead and get him down ready for the AHL season. But yeah, you look at that defenseman group, that's nine defensemen. They're not going to carry nine defensemen, obviously, on their NHL roster. I would guess that Taylor Fadun would be the seventh guy most nights. And Julius Honka, I think, would probably go to the AHL, would be my guess, with Joel Hanley maybe being on that taxi squad or something like that. But we don't know for sure. And part of it's, you know, because the Stars, we don't know who tested positive for COVID-19 within the Stars organization. So we don't know where they have gaps, where they have holes. You know, if they're missing a couple of defensemen, you slot in Taylor Fadun and Joel Hanley, and now Julius Honka is your seventh D-man, you know, to start the season, depending on who's out and how long they're out for. So we don't know that, and that's probably why we haven't seen some of these waivers go through. The Stars are obviously communicating with the NHL regularly to kind of plan and plot out what the path is going to be to getting their roster compliant, getting guys to the AHL, the taxi squad, and getting them ready for the regular season. Another interesting name, probably the most interesting name I've seen so far that has some connection to the Dallas Stars, was Corey Perry. He was waived by the Canadiens today. What that means for him, I don't know. You know, he's not going to the AHL. He's not going, maybe put him on a taxi squad. I doubt that, though. So I'm interested to see what the next step is for Corey Perry, whether he finds another landing spot. I don't think it would be Dallas. I know that there's some question marks, and I've already seen a number of people asking, could he end up back in Dallas, especially with their COVID-19 issues? But those are mostly short-term issues. You know, you would hope that there wouldn't be too many long-term effects from this. So if you're talking maybe a week or two, and then you've got most of these guys back healthy and ready to play, does it make a whole lot of sense to bring in somebody like Corey Perry, who, as it stood, knowing that, because when they made the decision not to bring Corey Perry back, they knew Tyler Seguin was going to be out. So that's not a new variable that's been added. The COVID-19 is the only really new variable, and that's usually a fairly short-term one. We're talking a couple of weeks. So I don't see them bringing back Corey Perry to fill that spot, or to fill any of those voids, because I think you'd be right back to where you started, which was everybody's healthy minus Tyler Seguin, and the last time they made that decision, Corey Perry didn't make that cut of their roster decisions, their personnel decisions. So I wouldn't anticipate Corey Perry. I wouldn't be shocked if the Stars did make a move or two, maybe short term, but they should have the depth that even with six players out in training camp, depending on when those guys get back, we should be able to kind of see those roles filled from within more often than not. It is interesting, and this is something I talked about. We're going to talk a little bit about it at the end in the next block. But I did talk to Sarah Avampato of Locked On NHL, and she asked me, you know, if do we have any indication of who tested positive for COVID? And we don't, of course. You know, the NHL is not going to release that information. But it was interesting. If you remember Wednesday, I believe it was Wednesday morning, the Stars did designate Joel Hanley, Joel Esperance, and Jason Robertson as all unfit to play. Now, that's that new designation the NHL put together during the bubble that basically kind of it sealed off. You know, the players are not fit to play, obviously, but it left some room for injuries. I mean, it really is an umbrella that could cover anything. So there were three players designated and unfit to play on Wednesday. This COVID testing took place on – the positive test came out Thursday morning. So this probably from their Wednesday round of testing would be my guess. And so, you know, we don't know necessarily if any of those players are involved. But it is something to keep in mind when you're looking at who and wondering who is involved. Those three players were the only players designated as unfit to play at this point. So we're gonna step aside one more time. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some names, some players that could find themselves with a more prominent role to open the season because of the COVID-19 issues within the Dallas Stars. We're going to get to that in just a second. Before we step away, though, I got to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is back. They're better than ever. They are the best tasting protein bar out there on the market. They've got six new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. On top of that, they've got their 12 originals, including coconut almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee almond, coconut, peanut butter brownie. So many great flavors to choose from. All these bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're great for the health conscious guy. If you're looking to lose or maintain weight, you want to indulge in a delicious treat, look no further than Built Bar. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. The peanut butter bar, one of their original flavors, the peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. That's for a bar covered in 100% chocolate. Right now, our listeners can go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this first episode of the week, this Monday episode. And before we get to the rest of today's show, remember, it's not too late to listen to the Locked On NHL season preview series on the Locked On NHL podcast. Get intel on all 31 teams and fantasy waiver wire ads from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. I did my preview last week. I think it came out on Thursday along with the other Central Division previews. So make sure to go check that out and get all the latest to get the skinny on all the other teams within the modified Central Division, the temporary Central Division. And hear all the latest on them. So make sure to go check that out, Locked On NHL. I hope you're having a good Monday. If you're in the North Texas area, maybe you've got a little bit of leftover snow. Of course, I'm in central Mississippi, and we had a snow day today. It was we started snowing late last night, snowed through the night. It's we had a pretty good blanket, got a pretty good blanket of snow out there. So it's been a fun day. I got to sleep in, which is very, very nice. That's why this episode's coming out to you a little bit later, coming out to you Monday afternoon rather than Monday morning. But it is, you always love a good snow day, especially in the South where you only give them every couple of years. Really, it's more ice days than anything. It's just, it sleets, it melts, and then it freezes on the road overnight, and that's why they do all the delays and cancellations of school and offices and all of that. So to have a legitimate snow day is very, very much appreciated. We're going to finish up today's show talking about some of these other players, kind of these fringe players for the Dallas Stars, some of them prospects who might get some run to open up the season, depending on what COVID-19 tests look like. Of course, I talked to Sarah Avampato at the Locked On NHL podcast. That episode went out today. Talked to her for a few minutes about COVID-19, and she asked me a really interesting question. She asked me, you know, who would be next in line to kind of fill some of these voids if the Stars, you were missing players at certain levels. And I think it's something interesting to take a look at. So we'll start there. We'll start in net, obviously, because I think that's the easiest one to kind of cover. Obviously, the Stars are going to be without Ben Bishop to open the year, probably through March into maybe April. before they get Ben Bishop back. So going into the season, Anton Hudobin is going to be your number one goalie with Jake Ottinger as your number two. Now, it is worth noting that Anton Hudobin has not had any training camp time with the Dallas Stars at this point. Prior to the COVID test, he missed the first 3 days of training camp as he was going through his quarantining period after coming back to the country. And so he has not had any training camp time. All reports were that it was not expected to be a long-term thing. He's not expected to miss any part of the season, even when they were starting on this coming Thursday. Now that they're starting next Tuesday, I would imagine that's going to stay the same. But Anton Hudobin would be your number one, but Jake Ottinger is your number two. If either of those guys had to miss some time, and if you would really hope it's not Anton Hudobin, because then you'd be running with Jake Ottinger as your number one to open the year. But if either of those guys had to miss any kind of time at any point during the year for COVID, especially at the beginning of the year, Colton Point and Landon Beau would be your next two goalies available. Those are your third and fourth goalies at this point. My guess is it would be Landon Beau. He's got a little bit more experience, especially at the AHL level. Colton Point with just he's got eight total AHL games spread between 2018-19 and 19-20. Spent most of the past 2 years with the Idaho Steelheads in the ECHL. Man, stumbled over that one. So he's younger. He's only 22. One a recent draft pick of the Stars. But he would probably defer to Landon Beau, who has more of that experience. A little bit older, 25-year-old goaltender. And Landon spent a lot of last year with the Texas Stars alongside Jake Ottinger. He played in 30 games last year for the Texas Stars, posted a .331 goals allowed average and .895 save percentage. He also spent 2018-19 with the Texas Stars, 46 games, .289 goals allowed average, .893 save percentage. And he's got a little bit of NHL experience. He's obviously been around the block a lot more than Colton Point, but he's played in the NHL, played in two NHL games to this point, both of those coming in 2018-19. So my guess is if there was an issue that Anton Hudobin or Jake Ottinger was going to miss some of the year to start, probably would be Landon Beau who would open the year as the backup to whichever one of those guys was healthy, just from a purely experience standpoint. If it was a long-term thing, maybe they go Colton Point, but even then I think they probably go Landon Beau, especially because of the way the season's formatted. There's not too many back-to-backs, and a lot of them are kind of after maybe the window where we could see Ben Bishop return. So that would be kind of how things would play out in net, I would guess. You look at the defenseman group. We talked about it a little bit in the B block, but right now they've got nine total defensemen at training camp. Obviously, they've got the big ones. They've got Haskinen and Alexiak, Lindell, Klingberg. Those four are all set in stone. Then probably Andre Secker and Mark Pesek are your next two. That would be a pretty safe bet. And then you look at the other three that are kind of competing for that seventh man, eighth man role. It would be Taylor Fadun, Joel Hanley, and then apparently Julius Honka right now is the number nine guy on that list, I would guess. We don't know it. We don't really have an indication of how he's looked at training camp. It's only been 3 days. But he would be up in that group. So if you're missing one or two of your defensemen, the easy fix is probably Taylor Fadun. I think he's by far the most experienced out of that group, has spent time with the Stars over the past couple of seasons. So he would be the next man up. And I anticipate opening the year, if everybody's healthy, he's probably their seventh D-man. Something interesting to note, though, would be if Thomas Harley could get a look in and whether the Stars would be willing to have their top defenseman prospect open the year with the NHL team. I don't see them doing it if he's going to be the seventh D-man. I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, not getting him time on the ice just to have him around the NHL team. But is there a scenario where if they're missing one or two of their top guys, and do they look to Thomas Harley? Because this is a short-term, usually, issue with the COVID-19 positive test, I would imagine that if you don't have Thomas Harley already in your plans to open the year, you probably aren't going to add him in just for a couple of weeks, unless you really think that he gives you a better look than any of the other guys. Because I think if you're looking short term, I think you'd rather just go ahead and have him playing where he's going to play to get that experience, and then have a guy like Taylor Fadun, like mentioned, or Joel Hanley fill in those voids instead on a short term basis. So Thomas Harley potentially could get a run in it. It just kind of depends on where the Stars are at in terms of depth and health and what they think they need from their defenseman group, depending on who's out and who they've got available. So as far as the forwards go, They're obviously going to start the year without Tyler Seguin because of his hip injury. So he had surgery this offseason. He's going to miss through March, probably into April. So the Stars knew they were going to be without Tyler Seguin. But depending on where these positive tests come, they could be without one or two more of their forwards, without a few more of their forwards. So some names to keep an eye on that are going to kind of maybe be in the mix. Right off the bat, I think guys like Justin Dowling and Jason Robertson are probably pretty high on that list to get in. I think especially if they need a winger, Justin Dowling are both wingers, so those would probably be the next two guys up in terms of wings, and they both have some experience playing on either side, and then Justin Dowling can also play in the center, has played in the center a little bit in his career, and then you look at some other guys that would be potentially in the mix. Nick Camano looks like he might open up the year with the NHL team regardless of injuries, but Nick Camano would be in the mix. Joel Esperance would be kind of in there as well, so they've got the forwards to have the depth. I don't know that they want any of those guys long term sustained in some of those roles, but if you needed to, you could probably fill out some of your voids with those guys. And then, of course, you've got your main guys, Roope Hintz, Dennis Gargano, Jamie Benn, Joe Pavelski, Joel Kiviranta, Alexander Radulov. And then from there, it's going to be kind of pick and choose beyond that. And in terms of depth, who they've got available. Joel Esperance would be the natural fit at center if they were missing a center to open the year. And then of course some of their other guys can play there as well. So it's just going to be a matter of who's available and who's out and what do they think they need. Ty Dellandrea, I think this does open the door a little bit more for Ty Dellandrea. And I know it's a similar situation to Thomas Harley. You'll say, well, why would they put him up short term? I think, pardon me, I think Ty Dellandrea was closer to the NHL level than Thomas Harley. I think he's very much was in the mix to get a look in at the start of the season in the lineup for the Dallas Stars. And I think if there's any positive test, this just kind of strengthens his foothold on maybe one of those roles. I think Ty Dellandrea is a player that was already going to be considered heavily for an NHL spot to open up the year. And I think this just continues to kind of build his case. Whereas Thomas Harley, I think, was already kind of on the outside looking in. And so I don't think this necessarily helps him. Unless there's, we're talking tons and tons of guys are out. Ty Dellandrea, I think he had an inside track, and I think this just continues to kind of build the case for him to open up the year there. But that's going to kind of wrap it up for our Monday show. We'll be back tomorrow to update you on all the latest, and maybe we'll have some final roster information depending on when we record. I don't know if we'll have that for tomorrow's show or if we'll wait till Wednesday to cover all of that. But we will be back tomorrow. We're back to 5 days a week. So make sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so we show up in your feed every single day. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnStars. And you can follow my personal Twitter account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. Thank you for listening. And if you're in North Texas, you got snow, enjoy your snow day. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.